Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. David Orman, and you're listening to another 9 to Find radio show with
Lisa Lytle.
How's that for an introduction?
Hi, everyone.
We have a unique show today, and it features how to heal your pet. For many of us, we don't make the distinction between pet and family member. And for some of us, we prefer one over the other, and I won't say which one.
So, we've got feathered and furry family members here, and have had some interesting challenges with all of them. We do obviously treat our pets the same as we do ourselves, which is holistically. So, looking at herbs and other vitamins, supplements, and sometimes even pet psychics, we have gone to many times to speak to our feathered friends. So just kind of wanting to share some of those experiences with all of you there. We've had some interesting conversations with neighbors. They'll ask us, you know, oh, is your dog having really bad skin rashes this year? And we're like, no, we're not. And one of the things we've realized is that most, unfortunately, processed pet foods tend to have a lot of ingredients that aren't natural or normal for our pets to eat, you know.
Yeah, you hit the bullseye there. I think everything starts with a solid base of food.
Yeah.
Now, we have a dog and a couple of parrots. And the parrots, I always get them organic-based food, which contains, obviously, various types of seed and fruit and things along those lines. And then every morning, you know, I'll cut up some bananas, apples, peas, you know, carrots, things along, things like that, and then sprinkle some minerals and vitamins on top of that. And the key, you're going to handle the dog. You know more about the dog. But the key with the birds, a lot of the bird seed, unfortunately, contains metal. Yeah, the grinding process for the bird seed or the sorting process for the bird seed often results in metal shards. So two things. Number one, if you get a very large magnet and you keep it in the bag of seed or swirl it in the bag of seed, you know, once a week or something along those lines, that will help to leach out any type of shard that may be in the seed itself. And also feeding both, and this is good for, of course, for human as well as our feathered and possibly furry friends. I haven't tried it with them. But the combination of cilantro and parsley, and you can mix it with either cranberry juice or pineapple juice, toss it in the blender, and have them sip on it. And most parrots absolutely love it. People, some people have to hold their nose, say a prayer, and swallow it. It's a little green, let's say. But it is absolutely fantastic for leaching the metals, which may be in the system. Maybe you can speak on dogs since you're the dog person.
I'm the one that feeds the puppy. Yes, so dogs. Well, it always makes me laugh when I see these commercials about dog food. And, you know, the first ingredients they mention are like whole grains. You know, you can get your brown rice. It's like, yeah, brown rice is great, I guess, if you're human. But I have never, ever seen a wolf or a wild dog out in the wild, like, you know, harvesting grains. That's just not really on their food source. So it's much meat-based foods. I know there are people that do believe in feeding dogs a vegetarian diet. I, for one, am not for that. That's not their natural diet. They are meat eaters, carnivores. They will eat fruits and vegetables, but that's not their major source.
Will dogs eat fruit?
My understanding is yes, out in the wild.
They're
forced to,
that.
But I mean, if they're going to have, you know, I hate to say it, but meat over that, they're going to pick the meat protein. That's just their natural way. So as much protein and good sourced protein. So it is a lot more costly, I will admit that. But, boy, you'll be doing your furry friends a big favor because you will get rid of all of those types of allergies. Skin rashes and all. And I have to say, even people that tell me, oh, my gosh, flea season is this, flea season, we rarely have issues with that. And I really believe it's because his nutrition is so awesome. And, no, you know, the tooth decay that you typically might see in dogs, You know,
we've
never had that issue. So, you know, the vet's always looking at his teeth and go, wow, his teeth are in really great shape. And, but, you know, I do admit he gets more home-cooked meals than anyone else here because I buy organic grass-fed beef and he gets that cooked in for his nighttime meal only. Breakfast is just his dry protein-based food, but he does get a hot meal every night, and it's the best protein source.
Feel free to use the word spoiled anytime you wish. Guilty as charged. Apologies to none.
Yep, exactly.
A couple more things. Before I felt brave enough to trim the birds' wings, I would feed them royal jelly, which is like a type of honey. And when they needed their wings clipped, I would take them to the place where I purchased them. And I remember one day, the owner, her name was, Pat. She came out saying, what are you doing to the bird? And I'm thinking, oh, what's going on, my baby? And she said, well, I said, what do you mean? She says, I can't clip these wings. They're so bold and so strong. What are you feeding? I need to know. I like to feed my guys this. And I said, well, this, you know, that seed you recommended. No, that's not it. Well, you know, bananas and peaches. No, that's not it. Royal jelly.
Royal jelly.
And they love it because it's honey. Very flavorful. So that's another good thing to add. And I suspect dogs, non-diabetic dogs, would benefit from that as well. And then the other thing that we do on an ever so multiple times a day is exercise. Imagine that. And just like humans, exercising does extremely well for animals, especially dogs. I don't know about cats. You ever have a cat? You had a cat once.
I did. It was an outside cat, so she got lots of exercise. She was running all over the neighborhood day and night and would bang on the door to come in. So she'd bang and let us know, want to come in now?
Yeah. Our dog is, well, we don't know. We think a cross between German Shepherd, Border Collie, and maybe Terrier. And the Border Collie part of them, I had read somewhere, Border Collies can go as much as 100, 120 miles a day, which is unbelievable. But they, you know, dogs are meant to move.
Yep.
And we take our guy at least, you know, 2 miles a day, every single day. Yesterday he got about 4 miles. And our dog's 10. He's not, we think of him as a puppy, but others may not. And I think that has, and what that does is maximize their lifespan.
Yeah, and he's not overweight.
No, yeah, that's,
you know,
a great one.
Yeah, because I watch the dogs in our neighborhood. Lovely people. This is not a criticism, but, you know, as the years, the dog's putting on the years, he's putting on the pounds, but also not getting exercise. And when I say exercise, if you own a dog, we're not talking about letting him out in the square backyard, which just represents a square outside space. It's walking the dog or rollerblading with your dog or running with your dog, whatever you choose. But the dogs are meant to travel. And move that way.
And the time of day, of course, is real key. Early, or
for
evening.
Florida.
For Florida, yes.
Yeah.
Early, or I'm sorry, I meant that, yes. I should have clarified.
Yeah, some don't want to do that in 20-degree weather.
Yeah. You know, when it's 85 or 90 degrees and our dog has a black coat on, or any kind of fur, but
yeah,
especially the dark coats, I mean, they'll just absorb that heat.
Yeah.
So,
and let them walk in the grass.
And let them walk in the grass. Do them a favor. Go early in the morning or in the evening. So it's the same, kind of the same as people.
Yep.
Eat right. Give them lots of love and attention. Exercise them. And you have healthy pets. You've been listening to another 9 to 5 with Dr. David Orman and Lisa Lytle. Until next week, have a wonderful day.